请我们看提摩太前书。
So we turn to 1 Timothy.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
我们从第八节念起。
So we commence from verse 8.
念到第十节。
To verse 10.
我先用中文念一遍，然后请我的弟兄用英文念一遍。
Read it in Chinese once first, and then we'll read it in English.
操练身体，一处寒爽，唯独敬虔向神。凡事都有一处，应有今生和来生的应许。因为有生命的应许，这个生命的应许不但在今生有，在来世还有。这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。也可以翻作这话是可信的，是可以完全接受的。我们劳苦努力真是为此，因我们的指望在乎永生的神，他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。
For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life now is and of that which is to come. Pay attention to the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of acceptance. In other words, it can be believed and it will be accomplished. For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe.
请我再看约翰福音第四章。
The Gospel of John, chapter 4.
23节和24节。
Verses 23 and 24.
时候将到，如今就是了，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他。简单的说，要用灵和诚来拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是灵，所以拜他的必须用灵和诚拜他。
But the hour is comingand now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. Pay attention to it. In spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth.
请我们再看罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
从第十五节念起。
Verse 15.
念到十七节。
15 to 17.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心，这个心应当翻作灵。你们所受的不是奴仆的灵，乃是所受的乃是儿子的灵，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。圣灵与我们的灵不是心灵同证，我们是神的儿女，既是儿女便是后世，就是神的后世，与基督同作后世。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同的荣耀。
For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together.
最后，约翰一书。
Lastly, the first epistle of John.
从第一节念到第四节。
Verses 1 to 4。
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼见过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将愿与父同在，并显现与我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见的、所听见的传给你们，是你们和我们相交，我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。我们将这些话写给你们，是你们的喜乐充足。
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen, and bear witness, and declare to you the eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested to us. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full.
最后还是约翰一书第四章。
First Epistle of John, chapter 4.
我们从十五节念起。
Commence from verse 15.
念到第十七节。
To 17.
凡认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。神爱我们的心，我们也知道也信。神就是爱，住在爱里的，就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。
Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world.
请我们再有一点祷告。
So we also have a word of prayer.
主，当我们聚集在你面前的时候，
Lord, as we gather before you,
我们心里面满心感谢赞美。
Our heart is full of praise and thanksgiving.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank and praise you.
你竟然为着爱的缘故。
For the reason of love,
你愿意来到这个地上为我们钉十字架。
You are willing to come to this world to die on the cross for us.
我们今天成了何等的人。
Lord, we become who we are.
都是你的恩典所造成的。
It is all the work of your grace.
我们感谢赞美你再给我们有一次的机会。
We thank and praise you for you have given us another opportunity.
叫我们能来读你自己的话。
That we can read your words.
但愿你的话，
May your words,
借着你的灵，
through your spirit,
能深深地种在我们的心的深处，
will plant deeply in our hearts.
叫我们真正能变化，能磨成你儿子的形象，
so that we can be transformed and conformed to the image of your Son.
叫你的旨意得以完成，
and that your will can be accomplished.
你的荣耀得以显现，
and your glory can be manifested.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主又给我们一次机会可以一同来进健身房。
We thank the Lord that we can one more time come into the gymnasium.
但是每一次我总是觉得在不平之后 这说话非常的艰难。
I always felt that after the breaking of bread, it's difficult to share the words.
因为在分饼的时候，我们已经到了灵的顶点。
When we break the bread, we have already reached the climax of the spirit.
如果在分饼之后再说话，好像是多余的。
As if when we speak after the breaking of bread, it is unnecessary.
但是感谢主，他还是给我们这样的机会。
But we thank and praise God, He continued to give us another opportunity.
我们这一次不是讲什么道。
This time we are not sharing any particular doctrine.
也不是亲爱的弟兄姊妹在这里要听什么道。
Or you come here to hear any special messages.
我们这一次聚集是一同在圣灵带领之下要来操练。
As we gather here, we will be led by the Holy Spirit and exercise together.
因为神的话很清楚地告诉我们。
Because the word of the Lord is very clear.
操练身体一处还少。
Exercise our body profits a little.
但是操练敬虔凡事都有益处。
But exercising godliness profits everything.
所谓敬虔没有别的意思，就是像神。
Godliness has no other meaning but to be like God.
因为神的旨意，他是要我们磨成他儿子的形象。
The will of God is to have us conform to the image of His Son.
神绝不以光叫我们的罪得赦免能上天堂为满足。
God is not satisfied just because our sins are forgiven and that we can go to heaven.
神的旨意是荣耀的。
The will of God is glorious.
因为他是荣耀的。
Because he is glorious.
所以他要把我们带到他荣耀的里面。
Therefore, he wants to lead us into his glory.
不是外面的事。
It is not something that's external.
不错，有一天主耶稣要带我们进到他的荣耀的里面。
It's true that one day the Lord Jesus will lead us all into His glory.
但是要进那个荣耀，我们先要在我们里面有荣耀。
To enter into that glory, firstly, we need to have glory inside of us.
否则的话，我们享受荣耀受不了。
Otherwise, we will not be able to enjoy glory.
我记得有一个故事。
I remember this story.
有一次，人去旅行。
One time when people go to a trip.
有一班基督徒，他们也预备去旅行。
And there is a group of Christians also going on a trip.
那个时候有两条船停在那里。
And at that time, there were two boats there.
一条船是世界上的人他们所计划的旅行。
And there was one ship there for the people of the world. They have planned ahead for this trip.
但是还有一条船乃是基督徒他们在那里准备要上船旅行的。
And there's another ship there ready for the Christian to go on to.
有一个弟兄他因为来得晚一点。
But there was a brother who was late.
所以他匆匆忙忙的，他一看见船就上去了。
So he was in a hurry, so he saw a ship and he went on the ship.
他不知道他上了一个另外的船了。
He made a mistake and went on to the other ship.
所以到这个船开出去的时候。
When the ship leaving.
忽然他看见在船上啊那一种的光景。
So he realized the condition on this ship.
吃吃喝喝
they drink and eat,
各种各样的声音
and there were different kind of noises,
实在叫他心灵里面非常的痛苦
and it caused a lot of discomfort and grief in his heart
因为他不知道他上了一个错误的船
he didn't know that he went onto the wrong ship
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
我们今天也是一样
So it's like us today.
我们都盼望有一天主把我们带到他的荣耀的里面。
We all hope that one day the Lord will bring us into His glory.
但是如果今天我们不需要不让他的荣耀组织在我们里面，
but if we do not allow His glory to constitute in our heart,
我怕就是叫你进到荣耀，你也受不了。
I am afraid that even when you go into glory, you will not be able to experience it.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
神的旨意要我们像他。
The will of God is to have us to be like Him.
他不但把他自己的生命赐给了我们，
not only has He given us His life,
他要我们操练这个生命。
And He also wants us to exercise this life.
叫这个生命在我们里面能长大。
That this life will grow in us.
能变化。
And it will be transformed.
能我满有基督长成的身量。
Full of the full stature of Jesus Christ in us.
这个是神对每一个他所拯救的人所怀的意念。
And this is the will and the desire of the Lord for every one of His children.
他为着要成就成全这件事，他预备了一切。
He wanted to accomplish this, and therefore He prepared all the things necessary.
但是同时，他盼望我们能合作。
And He also hoped that we will cooperate with Him.
因为是他很尊重我们这一个人的人格。
He really respects our personality.
神是世界宇宙中最高的旨意 will.
God is the highest will of this universe.
他造人的时候也给人一个自由的意志。
He also gives us this freedom free will.
他很尊重这一个自由的意志。
He respects this free will.
他绝不违反他创造的旨意。
He will never go against the will of His creation.
他既然给我们一个自由的意志，
that, as He has given us this free will,
他尊重这个意志。
He also respects this free will.
所以他要得着我们的同意。
He wants us to agree with Him.
他才能在我们身上做他一切要做的工作。
And then He can do His work in us.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
神要我们也操练敬虔像他。
Therefore, God wants us to exercise godliness so that we can be like Him.
那么这一个操练是什么操练的呢？
How do we exercise?
我们懂得身体的操练。
We know how to exercise our body.
但是我们怎样能操练像神呢？
How do we exercise godliness?
要操练像神不是身体操练的问题。
Exercising godliness is not like exercising our body.
要操练像神。
Exercising godliness,
圣经告诉我们说神是灵。
The Bible said God is spirit.
因为他是灵。
Because He is Spirit.
所以要操练像他，一定要操练我们的灵。
To exercise godliness, we need to exercise our spirit.
你操练你的身体没有用处。
Exercising your body has no benefit to this.
这个没有用处就只做在属灵的那个像神上没有多大的用处。
When we say there's no profit, what we mean is there's no profit to exercising godliness to be like God.
虽然操练身体对你身体来讲是有益处的。
Yes, exercising our body has a benefit to our body.
但是你要操练你的灵。
But you need also exercise your spirit.
因为神是灵。
Because God is spirit.
所以我们要像他，必须在灵里面像他。
If we want to be like Him, we need to be like Him in spirit.
我记得很早的时候，
I remember a long time ago,
我们知道俄国他们发了一个卫星上去。
We heard about Russia sending a satellite to the sky.
那么这个空中的人呢，他回来的时候他说过一句话。
When the astronauts returned to Earth, they said this.
他说我到了太空的时候。
He said, I was in sky atmosphere. Yeah.
我到处看看看不见神。
I look everywhere, I could not find God.
所以没有神。
Therefore, there's no God.
他以为说神像他一样。是有肉身可以看见的，肉体可以看见的。
He thought that God is like him, that we can see with our physical eyes.
当然，神是灵，他没有灵，怎么能看见神呢？
Because God is spirit, and this person has no spirit, how can he see God?
不但我们的身体没有办法摸到神。
Not only that our body cannot touch God,
连我们的心思意念也不能摸到神。
Even our mind and our will cannot touch God.
因为我们记得在约伯记第十一章第七节里头这样说。
In Job 11:7 it says,
他说人要在凭着他的事情他的考察没有办法知道神的奥秘。
Men try to examine and try to find out the mystery of God, and there's no way they can do that.
因为神是远超过人的知识所能达到的。
God is beyond the wisdom and the knowledge of man.
我们要与神接触，必须要用灵来接触。
If we need to have contact with God, we need to have contact with Him in spirit.
我们不是说吗？灵，人的灵给我们神的意识。
Haven't we said that the spirit of man give us the feeling of God?
Consciousness.
The consciousness of God.
感谢神。
We thank God.
他创造我们的时候。
When he created us.
他吹一口气，他的生命的气。在人的鼻孔的里面
God breathed his breath into the nostril of man
这一口气啊到了人的里面
This breath of God that reaches man
就成了人的灵
It became the spirit of man
所以因此人与神之间就有了基础了
And therefore man and God can have this contact
可惜
Unfortunately,
我们的祖先亚当夏娃他们违背神的命令
Unfortunately, our ancestor Adam and Eve they disobey God
神说这一棵分别善恶树的果子你不能吃
God said this tree of knowledge of good and evil you cannot eat of it
因为你吃的日子你必定要死
The day that you eat of it you shall surely die
亚当夏娃吃了这个禁果
Adam and Eve ate of this tree
但是他们又亚当活了900多岁
Adam lived over 900 years
并且他生儿养女
But he also have children
所以你就看见说他的身体没有立刻死
As you can see his body did not immediately die
连他的魂也没有立刻死
His soul also didn't immediately die.
那么神的话难道落空了吗
So is the word of God being said in vain?
不错有一天他的身体要死
Surely one day his body will die.
有一天他的魂要死
One day his soul will also die.
但是神说在你吃的日子就要死
But God said the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
那什么死掉了呢
So what died?
他的灵死了
His spirit died
我们已经解说过
We have explained this already
死科学的意义乃是说一个东西与它正当的环境失去联络了这个就是死
The scientific meaning of death is to be separated from your environment
Deathis the cessation of communion with its proper environment. 我们知道神是我们灵的 正当的环境。
We know that God is the proper environment of our spirit.
我们与神脱离了接触，这就是死。
And if we cease to have this communion with this proper environment, that's death.
这个就是亚当被赶出伊甸园了。
And therefore, Adam will be driven out of the Garden of Eden.
表明说，人与神之间就有了间隔了。
It is a representation of man, the separation between man and God.
圣经就告诉我们说，人就成了肉体了。
And therefore, man became flesh.
他只有身体，只有魂。
He will only have a body and a soul.
他的灵是死了。
His spirit died.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
他为着爱我们的缘故。
Because he loves us,
他为我们预备了一个救法。
He has prepared a salvation for us.
他把他自己的儿子差到这个地上来。
He sent his son to this world.
他亲身担当我们的罪。
He bear our sins personally.
他用他的宝血把我们心中天亮的亏欠把它洗干净。
He washed away all the iniquities of our heart.
这个不过是消极方面的。
It's a passive thing.
救恩的积极方面呢
？Actively speaking,
他叫我们这个神罪，这个灵把它活过来了。
Actively speaking, he revived or give us new life for the spirit.
他把我们这个昏迷的灵呢，把它点活了。
So he revives this spirit which was in a coma.
所以约翰第三章第六节说，从灵生的就是灵。
Therefore, John 3:16 says, whoever was born of the spirit is spiritual.
如果被圣灵所生的，就是人的新的灵。
Whoever is born of the spirit is a new spirit.
所以当我们一信主之后
As we are saved,
我们的灵就活过来了
Our spirit was revived,
我们就与神开始就相交了
And we can have communion with God.
所以罗马书告诉我们说神赐给我们是个儿子的灵
Therefore, Romans says that you know, the spirit that God gave us is a spirit of the Son.
神的灵和我们的灵一同证明我们是神的儿女。
The Holy Spirit and our spirit together confess that we are His children.
我们就呼叫阿爸父。
And we can call Abba Father.
感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank God.
在我们所有信主的人的身上。
In all the Christians.
我们不但里面有基督的生命
Not only do we have the life of Christ
并且我们的灵已经醒过来了
Our spirit also revived
圣灵也住在我们的灵里面
The Holy Spirit also dwell in us
圣灵住在我们灵里面做什么呢
The Holy Spirit dwell in our spirit And what is the Holy Spirit doing?
他就是要来在凡事上教导我们
He will teach us in everything.
他要把我们带到基督里面去。
He will bring us into Christ.
所以当圣灵在我们里面工作的时候
When the Holy Spirit works in us,
我们灵里面的那些的功用就要开始操练了。
The functions of our spirit will need to be exercised.
圣灵会点在我们的良心的上面。
The Holy Spirit will enlighten our conscience.
叫我们在良心里面知道是非。
So that our conscience can tell right and wrong.
神所喜悦的和神所不喜悦的。
Also, what God pleases and what is not.
那么如果我们顺服的话
If we obey,
他所不喜悦的我们肯舍弃。
Whatever he is not pleased, we will forsake.
他所喜悦的，我们愿意去遵行。
What he is pleased with, we will obey.
叫我们在神面前有一个无愧的良心。
So that we have a pure conscience.
那如果我们的良心不责备我们的话，
If our conscience does not accuse us,
我们可以活在神的面前。
We can live before God.
我们就有公义。
We will have righteousness.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
我们要操练我们灵里面的那个良心。
We will need to exercise the conscience in our spirit.
我们已经说过了，人如果没有失去良心的话，就像船破了一样。
If we lose our conscience, it's like a shipwreck.
我们活着需要有信心和无愧的良心。
When we live with a faith and a pure conscience.
如果我们的良心有亏，信心就失落了。
If we do not have a pure conscience, then we will lose our faith.
这是我们每一个基督徒日常所经历的。
And this is something that we experience every day.
所以保罗说，他在神面前，在人面前，都保守一个无愧的良心。
Therefore, Paul said, I have a pure conscience before man and before God.
我们基督徒的良心时时刻刻在哪里操练？
We exercise our conscience all the time.
不但我们的良心，连我们的知觉也在那里操练。
We not only our conscience, we also exercise our intuition.
圣灵要把他启示的光照亮我们。
The Holy Spirit will enlighten us with His light.
叫我们知道什么是神的旨意，什么不是神的旨意。
So that we will be able to discern what is the will of God and what is not.
好叫我们能走在他的旨意的里面。
So that we can walk on the will of God.
那么我们怎么知道这是神的旨意，或者这个不是神的旨意呢？
How do we know this is the will of God and this is not?
这个就是在我们的知觉的里面，圣灵在那里教导我们。
And that is the teaching of the Holy Spirit in our intuition.
这个我们都已经交通过了。
And we have already shared of this on this already.
那么今天早晨是最后一次，我们就要交通到这个灵里面还有一个功用，叫做交通 communion.
So this morning we want to share the other.Function of the Spirit, which is the chameleon.
实在说来，灵里面最高的功用乃是交通。
Truly speaking, the highest function of the Spirit is chameleon.
它也是最基本的功用。
It is also the most basic function.
因为神要点化我们的灵的原因，就是神要我们与他有交通。
The reason why God needs to enlighten our spirit is for the reason that we have communion with Him.
神喜欢与人交通。
God loves to have communion with man.
神要住在人的中间。
God wants to abide in man.
那如果他要与人交通，要住在人里面，那必须啊，在灵里面有交通。
If he wants to have communion with us and he wants to abide in us, we need to have this fellowship or communion in our spirit.
所以感谢神。
We thank God.
你一得救的时候，
the day that you are saved,
你的灵活了，
your spirit is revived.
马上你与神就开始有交通了。
Immediately you have this communion with God.
这是不是我们每一个人的经历呢？
Isn't that our experience?
你从前与神之间没有交通。
In the past, you don't have communion with God.
你可能生在基督教的家庭里头。
Maybe you are born into a Christian family.
你也可能参加这个教会各种各样的活动。
Maybe you have participated in different activities of the church.
你也可能有祷告。
Maybe you even pray.
你也可能对圣经有知识。
You know about the Bible.
你对于基督教的活动也参加。
You participate in Christianity activities.
但是你与神之间呢，没有交通。
But you don't have this communion with God.
你所做的都是外面的东西。
What you do are only external.
在你灵的深处，与神没有来往。
Deep in your spirit, you do not have this communion with Him.
因为你的灵已经死了。
Your spirit is dead.
但是感谢神。
we thank God.
当你得救的那一个时候,
the moment that you are saved,
你不必等到明天的,
you don't have to wait for the next day.
就在那个时刻,
the moment that you are saved,
当你灵活过来的时候,
your spirit is revived.
你马上就呼喊阿爸,
you can immediately call Abba Father.
与神开始有了联络了,
you have this connection with God.
这是我们每一个基督徒有的经历,
this is the experience of every Christian.
我想我用不着举什么例来这个证明这件事,
I don't really need to give you examples to prove this.
我们与神的交通啊, 已经开始了,
our communion with God has already started.
但是我们要记得,
but we need to remember,
神不要我们啊, 就是在那一刻的时候与神有交通,
God doesn't want that we only have communication, communion with Him at that moment only.
他要我们时时刻刻与他有交通,
He wants to have continuous communion with us,
在灵里面与他相交,
in the spirit we can have communion with Him.
这样他就可以多多把他自己交通给我们,
and therefore he can give himself to us.
你知道交通啊, 是根据两个这个,
communion is based on two conditions.
第一个条件,
firstly,
你要交通的话, 必须性质相同,
if you need to have communion, you need to have the same nature.
神是灵,
God is spirit.
这是他的性质,
this is his nature.
所以你要与神有交通的话, 你的灵必须是活的,
if you need to have communion with God, your spirit needs to be alive.
你如果灵不活的话, 你与神是没有办法交通的,
if your spirit is not alive, you will not have communion with God.
所以圣经说, 深渊与深渊相应,
therefore the Bible says the deep echoes to the deep.
所以你就看见说, 神是灵, 你也用灵在那里就与他碰了,
God is spirit, and yet, therefore you can have contact with him in spirit.
你不能用身体去接触他的,
you can contact him with your body.
你也不能用你的心思意念来接触他的,
you can't even do that with your mind and your will.
你必须要用你的灵来与他相交的,
you only need your spirit to have contact with the spirit.
所以性质必须要相同,
therefore the nature has to be the same.
不但性质要相同,
not only the nature has to be the same.
我不知道应当用什么话来说明这件事, 我姑且这样说, 我们不但呢, 性质要相同, 并且呢, 那个, 这个, 这个, 情形, condition, 也要相同,
not only the nature need to be the same, the condition also need to be the same.
这什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
意思就是说, 神, 他是灵, 我们必须要用我们的灵来与他相交,
because God is spirit, we need to have, we need to commune with him in spirit.
但是神是光,
God is also light,
在他毫无黑暗,
in him there's no darkness.
如果我们行在黑暗里,
if we walk in the dark,
我们与光就没有交通了,
and we have no communion with light.
我想请你们看哥林多后书,
Second Corinthians,
哥林多后书, 第六章,
Chapter 6,
我们从14节念起,
commence from verse 14.
你们和不信的, 原不相配, 不要同服一轭,
do not be equally yoked together with unbelievers.
他这里说, 义和不义有什么相交呢?
It says here, for what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness?
这里告诉我们说, 义和不义, 不能相交。
Righteousness and lawlessness cannot have fellowship.
这是一个 condition， 这是一个这个情况。
This talks about conditions.
所以你就看见说，在这里不但是需要灵和灵才能相交。
So here we learn that not only you need to communion with spirit and spirit.
如果你有一个有愧的良心啊，你就是有灵在那里，你要与神相交也不能相通了。
So even when your spirit is not revived, but if you do not have a pure conscience, then you cannot have communion with God.
神是光。
God is light.
如果我们信他的人行在黑里头，
if we believers still walk in darkness,
我们就没有办法与他相交了。
We cannot have communion with him.
所以这里说义和不义的。
So here it says, righteousness and
lawlessness, 有什么相交呢？
What kind of fellowship do they have?
光明和黑暗呢？有什么相通呢？
What communion has light with darkness?
基督与非礼就是魔鬼有什么相合呢？
What accord has Christ with Belial?
信的和不信的有什么相干呢？
What part has a believer with an unbeliever?
神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？
What agreement has the temple of God with idols?
因为我们是永生神的殿。
For you are the temple of the living God.
就是神曾说，我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
又说，你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要站不洁净的，我就收纳你们。
Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord.Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you.
我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女，这是全能的主说的。
I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty.
所以不要以为说我已经有一个灵了，所以我随时随地与神可以相交。
Therefore, do not think that now that I have the Spirit, I can have communion with God anytime, anywhere.
虽然你有与神相交的那个基础是有了。
Yes, you have the basis of communion with God.
但是你要与神真正有相交的经历的话，你必须与他有同样的那个光景。
So if you want to have this true communion with God, you also need to have the same condition.
他是义的。你也必须行义。
He is righteous, and therefore you need to walk righteously.
他是光，你必须要行在光中。
He is light, and therefore you also need to walk in light.
不错。
It's true.
我们与神之间呢，那个程度来讲啊，那是相隔太远了。
Our degree with God is differ a lot.
Degree 或者 measure.
The measure differs a lot.
神的光啊，是毫无黑暗的。
God is light and there is absolutely no darkness.
我们今天的光啊，里面不知道有多少是黑暗的。
Even though we walk in the light, but we still have a lot of darkness.
我们需要慢慢的进入生命的光里面去。
We need to enter into the light of life gradually.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
他知道我们的情形。
He knows our conditions.
所以他对婴孩来讲，他用婴孩的态度来对待他。
To the babies, he will treat them as babies.
他对少年来讲，他要用少年的情形来对待他。
To the young people, he will treat them as young people.
对父老来讲，他要用父老的情形来对待他。
To the elderly, he will treat them as elderly.
他不会说，因为我是一不之光，你只有一之光，九十九是黑暗，我不与你交通。
He will not say that I'm 100 watt and you're only 1 watt and therefore you are missing 99 and I will not have communion with you.
他知道我们是出生的婴孩。
He knows that we are all babies.
只要照着他说已经光照我们的，我们都顺服了，他就可以与我们相交了。
If we obey according to the light that He has given us, then He will have communion with us.
所以你看主耶稣在地上的时候。
Therefore, when Jesus Christ was on earth,
他与他的门徒在一起。
He was with His disciples.
他讲话的时候，他的门徒啊常常误会。
And when he spoke to his disciples always misunderstood him.
主讲天，他们以为是地。
When the Lord talked about heaven, they thought it was about the earth.
主在那里说你要防备法利赛人和撒都盖人的教。
And when the Lord said you have to be on guard on the ease of the Pharisees.
他们还以为说因为他们忘记带饼了。
They thought they forgot about the bread.
主说你们都忘记了五饼两鱼给多少人吃饱呢。
Didn't you remember how I fed the 5,000?
主是在那里讲法利赛人和撒都盖人的教啊，是做他们的教训说的。
When the Lord talks about the ease of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, He's talking about their teachings.
常常主讲的话，主讲东，他们就讲西。
When the Lord talked about east, they thought that the Lord was talking about west.
但是感谢主，主一直与他们交通。
But we thank the Lord continued to have fellowship with them.
他慢慢地把他们提高起来。
Gradually, he brought them up.
叫他们真正能认识他。
So that they will truly know him.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
不管我们属灵的程度多少。
No matter what degree or what measure is our spiritual life.
不但与他有同样的性质，并且有同样的情形。
Not only do we need to have his same nature, we also need to have his same condition.
虽然程度不同，
even though our measure is different,
不要紧，
it's not important.
只要性质相同，情形相同，就可以相交。
If we have a same nature, same condition, we can have communion.
这样的话我们越相交越深入。
Therefore, as we continue to communion, and we will go into deeper communion.
好像圣经所说的。
Just like the Bible says.
我们好像常着脸向着他。
We open our face, gaze upon him.
那脸上的皮子就挪去了。
The veil will be removed from the face.
那圣灵就在那里变化我们。
The Holy Spirit will transform us.
叫我们越过又变成基督的模样。
And gradually we will be conformed to the image of Christ.
这是神奇妙的工作。
And this is the amazing work of the Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
交通这一个功用我们需要常常去操练它。
Therefore, the function of communion need to be exercised all the time.
操练的意思就是你要用它。
To exercise it means you have to use it.
你越用它，它就越灵敏。
The more you use it, the sharper it becomes.
你不用它，慢慢慢慢失去功用了。
If you do not use it, it will become dull and useless.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So, brothers and sisters,
神已经给你一个与他交通的那一个工具。
God has already given you the tool to communion with him.
我们需要在我们日常的生活中来用它。
We need to use it in our daily life.
所以现在的问题说我们怎样来用它。
The question is, how do we use it?
我想要明白这件事最好的办法是举例。
The best method to explain it is using examples.
我们知道圣经里面给我们看见有几方面蒙恩的那一个means of grace, 就是那一个这个得着恩典的那一个方式。
And in the Bible, we have learned there are several means of grace, of obtaining grace.
比方说，
For example,
祷告，
praying.
为什么基督徒要祷告呢？
Why do Christians pray?
因为祷告啊，是叫我们得着恩典的一条路。
Because praying is a way to receive grace.
我们常常以为说祷告啊，乃是祈求。
We always thought that to pray is to ask for things.
但是祈求啊，不过是祷告里面的一小部分。
But asking for things is only a small part of prayer.
基督徒要祷告的原因，就是为着与神交通。
The reason why Christians pray is because they want to have communion with God.
因为神是灵。
Because God is spirit.
所以我们在祷告的时候用灵来与他相交。
Therefore, when we pray, we have communion with him in spirit.
你记得在路加福音十八章里面。
In Luke 18, it says,
主耶稣给我们一个譬喻。
The Lord has given us a parable.
他说有两个人到圣殿去祷告。
There were two men going to the temple to pray.
一个是法利赛人。
One is a Pharisee.
他摇摇摆摆的进到圣殿里面。
So he went into the temple, boldly.
他站在那里听讯他读的站在那里。
So he stood there, in the temple.
他抬起头来说神啊我感谢你。
He lifted his head and said, God, oh Lord, I praise, I thank you.
因为我一个礼拜进食两次。
Because every week I fast two times.
我把十分之一都奉献给你。
And I have also given you one tenth of what I have.
他看看在后面一个税吏。
And he saw a tax collector behind him.
他说我不像那个税吏那样的犯罪者。
And I'm not like the tax collector sinning against
people. 我要感谢赞美你。
I need to thank you.
那么另外一个税吏呢
？But then the tax collector，
他偷偷摸摸地跑到圣殿里来。
So he secretly come to the temple，
站得远远的。
He stood far away，
低着他的头。
He bowed his head，
用他的手拍他的胸。
And he beat his chest with his fist。
可怜我这个罪人。
Oh Lord, have mercy on this sinner。
准许我赎罪。答应我赎罪。
Truly, hear my prayer to forgive my sins.
就说
The Lord said,
这两个人回家随时在神面前诚意蒙恩的。
And these two people, when they return home, who is being justified by God?
不是那个法利赛人，乃是那个税吏。
Not the Pharisees, but this tax collector.
因为那个法利赛人是自言自语。
Because this Pharisee, he just murmured.
他不是在那里用他的灵祷告。
He didn't pray with his spirit.
他是用他的头脑，用他的身体在那里宣扬他自己。
He used his mind and his body to utter his goodness.
他是祷告给别人听的。
He was only praying for other people to hear.
他是祷告给自己听的。
He was praying for himself to hear.
神根本听不见。
God couldn't hear him.
所以这个人回去不得诚意。
So this man, when he returned home, he's not justified.
那个税吏。
But the tax collector.
他从心的深处发出悔改恳求的声音。
From the depth of his heart,He voiced his repentance and he asked for forgiveness.
神听他的祷告。
God hears his prayer.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
祷告的基本原则是交通。
The basic principle of prayer is fellowship.
如果你与神之间没有交通，你的祷告是到屋顶就掉下来了。
If your prayer is not have If not a fellowship with God, then your prayer hit the ceiling and will fall.
常常我们有的时候会犯这个毛病。
Often we commit the same error.
尤其在公开祷告的时候。
Especially when we pray in the open.
我们总是想到在我们旁边的人。
We always thought about the people around us.
我这样祷告是不是很美的。
Am I praying in a very classical way?
那你是祷告给人听呢，还是祷告给神听呢？
Are you praying to others or are you praying to God?
如果不是从你灵里头出来的，这个祷告不会答应的。
If it's not from your spirit, this prayer will not be answered.
这个不能说是真正的祷告。
This cannot be said as a real prayer.
你每天早晨有没有祷告？
Do you pray every morning?
你想啊，我每天早晨祷告。
Oh, I said, oh, I pray every morning.
那我要请问你每天早晨祷告是怎么祷告的？
And then I can ask you, how do you pray every morning?
我记得我信主之后。
I remember when I was, when I believed in the Lord.
我每天在家里是第一个起身的。
I am the first to be awake every morning.
我就跑到楼下有一个房间把门关起来。
And I go downstairs and lock myself up in the room.
我就跪在地上做礼拜。
And I kneel and I worship.
那真是礼拜哦。
Truly worship.
我唱诗。
I sing hymns.
我祷告。
I pray.
我读圣经。
I read the Bible.
我每天早晨总是这样做。
I did this every morning.
这是我的成根。
And that's my devotion.
我那个时候因为听说读圣经的话，如果一天读三章旧约，一章新约，就一年一遍嘛。
And I heard at that time that if I can read the three chapters of the Old Testament and one chapter of the New Testament, and then I can read the Bible through once every year.
所以我总是三章旧约，一章新约。
So I continue with three chapters in the Old Testament, one chapter in the New Testament.
先唱诗。
First I sing a hymn.
然后就祷告。
And then I pray.
等到祷告完了，我就读圣经。
And I read the Bible.
那我的工作完了。
And then I finish my job.
等我成根出来。
When I came out from the morning devotion.
你如果问我你今天读什么圣经啊？
If you ask me, what have you read this morning?
我已经忘记了。
Well, I forgot.
说不出来。
I couldn't tell.
我与神有没有真正的相交呢？
Do I have true communion with God?
我们匆匆忙忙的到神面前。
We rush to God.
报道。
Say, here I am.
就开始从嘴里头说出许多话呢。
And then utter words from the mouth.
完了就再会了。
And then say, goodbye, Lord.
那么请问我们有没有用我们的灵？
Did we use our spirit?
我们用我们的嘴，用我们的头脑，甚至用我们的膝盖，但是有没有用我们的灵呢？
We use our head, we use our mouth, sometimes we use our knee. Did we use our spirit?
没有。
No, we haven't.
所以圣经说你要到神面前来，你要放轻你的脚步啊。
Therefore, the Bible says, when you come to the Lord, you need to come in a light footstep.
你要把你的心向神打开。
You need to open up your heart to the Lord.
在你还没有祷告之前，先要与神接触。
Before you even pray, you need to have contact with God.
如果与神接触还没有接触，你就嘟嘟嘟嘟讲了一半就走掉了。
If you haven't even made contact with God and you mumble jumble and then you leave,
那你有没有祷告过呢？
Did you pray?
没有祷告过。
You didn't pray.
神没有听见。
God didn't even hear you.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们的成根是怎么做法的？
How do we have our morning devotion?
所以我很喜欢有一首的诗。
And therefore, I really love one particular hymn.
这在你们诗歌里头是570首。
In your hymn book is 570.
那首诗乃是 Evan Hawkins 所写的。
This hymn was written by Evan Hawkins.
Evan Hawkins 是在这个十八世纪末叶，十九世纪初叶的神所大用的一个人。
He was a servant used by God at the end of the 18th century and the early 19th century.
慢慢，我想一想看啊。
Let me think.
差不多。它是世界有名的 Keswick Convention 的一个主要的讲员。
He is a speaker of this famous Keswick Convention.
这个 Keswick Convention 呢，是专门讲这个得胜的生命的。
And this Keswick Convention always talk about this victorious life.
他是 Keswick Convention 里面的那个 theologian。
He is the theologian of that Keswick Convention.
他写这一首的诗。
He wrote this hymn.
他这首诗啊，第一句怎么说呢？
What does it say in the first stanza?
他说没有间隔，主没有间隔。
He said, nothing between, Lord, nothing between.
让我见你容颜。
Let me thy glory see.
引我进你身边。
Draw my soul close to thee.
然后听你指引。
Then speak in love to me.
没有间隔，没有间隔。
Nothing between, nothing between.
他与主之间呢，有很亲密的交通。
He has very close fellowship with the Lord.
我常常用这首诗来开始我的晨更。
I often use this hymn to start my devotion.
当我到主面前的时候，我先花一点时间与主之间盼望没有间隔。
I want to spend a little moment before the Lord, hoping that there is nothing between me and the Lord.
我向主求，让我能看见他的荣耀。
I pray to God that I can see His glorious face.
让我能听见他的旨意。
That I can hear His will.
没有间隔，主没有间隔。
Nothing between, Lord, nothing between.
圣经告诉我们说，你们要亲近神，神就亲近你们。
The Bible says, if you draw close to God, and God will draw close to you.
这是雅各书第四章第八节。
James 4:8.
你们亲近神，神就亲近你们。
If you draw close to God, then God will draw close to you.
如果到你到神面前祷告的时候，你匆匆忙忙的。
If you come to pray to God in a hurry,
你就在那里开始讲话了。
And then you start mumble jumbling.
你没有把你自己先安静下来。
And you have not rested yourself.
先进到神的面前。
First, you need to come to His presence.
与神亲近。
Draw close to Him.
求主除去你里面一切的间隔。
May the Lord take away all the separation that's between you and Him.
让你在灵里面能看见他的荣美。
That you can see His beauty in your spirit.
让你的耳朵被开通，能听见他的声音。
That your ears can be hearing His voice.
当你的心灵向神这样打开的时候，
When you open your heart to the Lord in such a way,
你才开始祷告。
Then you start praying to Him.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这是操练你灵里的交通。
This is to exercise the Chameleon in your spirit.
如果我们这样去操练的话，
If we exercise in such a way,
你与神之间呢，就有亲密的交通。
And you will have close fellowship with Him.
他就可以向你说话。
And He can speak to you.
你也可以向他倾吐你的心意。
And you can pour out from your heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们在祷告的时候究竟是用什么来祷告？
So when we pray, what are we using to pray?
我们光用我们的声音来祷告吗？
Do we only use our voice to pray?
我们光用我们的头脑来祷告吗？
Do we only use our mind to pray?
这些都不能达到神的面前。
This cannot reach God.
你必须要把你的灵打开。
You need to open your spirit.
在你与神之间没有间隔。
There's nothing between you and God.
这样你与神有交通。
And therefore, you can have communion with God.
一切出于神的都是在交通里面, 祂赐给我们。
Everything that comes from God is given to us in this communion.
读经,
reading the Bible.
我们怎么读经呢?
How do we read the Bible?
感谢上帝主我们读经。
We praise and thank God, we do read the Bible.
有的基督徒连圣经都不读的。
Some Christians don't read the Bible.
难得读读的。
They're too lazy to read the Bible.
高兴的时候读十章, 不高兴的时候几天没有读。
When they are joyful, they read 10 chapters. When they are not, then not a single word from the Bible.
那我们读经是为着什么?
Why are we reading the Bible?
读经是为着要明白圣经。
Reading the Bible is for the purpose of understanding the Bible.
我常常说每一个基督徒都是神学家。
I always said that every Christian is a theologian.
因为我们在读经的时候一面读一面借。
Because when we read the Bible, we read and then interpret it.
是不是呢?
Isn't it so?
所以都是神学家嘛。
We are all theologians.
用什么? 用头脑。
What are we using? We use our mind.
所以头脑里面呢，借了很多圣经的知识。
Our mind is full of the knowledge of the Bible.
如果这些知识是真，是对的，感谢主。
If this knowledge are true, then we praise God.
你恐怕有许多都是不对的。
But unfortunately, a lot of them are just wrong.
但是我们头脑很大。
But our head is so large.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们的脚大不大？
我们的 our feet, is it long and big enough?
我们常常大头脑小脚。
You, often our head is large, our feet is small.
脑子里知道很多，脚走得很少。
We know a lot in our head, but we don't walk them.
那我们读经是怎么读法的?
How do we read the Bible?
我们读经有没有用我们的灵来读经?
Do we read the Bible in spirit?
为什么圣经常常说 你要默想主的话。
Why does the Bible always say that we need to meditate on the word of the Lord?
你不但要读它, 你还要去默想它。
Not only you read them, you also need to meditate on them.
你知道玛利亚有一个长处。
You know, Mary had this advantage.
耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
Mary, the mother of Jesus.
虽然她有许多的东西不懂。
Even though she doesn't understand a lot of things,
但是他有一个长处,
but he has something that is good.
天使对他讲话,
when the angels spoke to her,
主耶稣对他讲话,
when the Lord spoke to her,
他不懂,
she doesn't understand.
主12岁的时候, 留在耶路撒冷,
Jesus, when he was 12, he stayed behind in Jerusalem.
那么玛利亚把他找到了。
Mary found him.
你真是叫我们担心啊。
Why do you grieve us so much?
怎么留在耶路撒冷呢?
How come you stay behind in Jerusalem?
主说我要，你岂不知道我应当与父的事为念吗?
Didn't you know that I should be mindful of the things of my father?
他根本不懂。
Mary didn't understand.
主还是听他，跟他回去了。
The Lord listened to her and follow her.
但是玛利亚有一个长处。
But there's something good about Mary.
她记在心里,
she remembered those words.
反复思想,
and then she meditated on them.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这样她就能进到神的心意里头去。
And therefore, he can enter into the will of God.
所以我们读圣经不但要读,不但要背,我们还要默想。
When we read the Bible, not only we have to read them, memorize them, and we also need to meditate on them.
我们读圣经不是光为着知识。
When we read the Bible, it's not just for knowledge.
知识也需要。
We need the knowledge.
我们读圣经是为着生命的长大。
We read the Bible because we want our life to grow.
好像天天去采玛纳一样。
Just like every day we go and collect manna.
这个玛纳是为着我们今天的粮食。
Manna is a food for our body.
所以感谢赞美主。
We thank praise God.
后来我在读书的时候就读到 George Mueller 的故事。
When I was reading books, I read of the story of George Mueller.
我们知道George Mueller, 他是一个德国人。
George Mueller, was a German.
他到英国去。
He went to England.
神用他创办孤儿院。
God used him to open up a lot of orphanage.
完全凭着信心。
Truly based on faith.
不向人求这个供应。
He never asked for finances from people.
也不给人知道。
And he never told people about his need.
他完全凭着祷告。
He put all his need in prayer.
他一生啊，能清清楚楚看怎么祷告得出答应的。有 1 million, over 1 million.
He can tell you that he have over 1 million prayer that God has answered.
他是大有信心的人。
He is a man of great faith.
有人问他说，摩勒先生。
So someone asked him, Mr. Mueller.
你必定有信心的这个恩赐。
You must have this gift of having faith.
他说我没有。
He said, no, I don't.
我只有信心的恩典。
We only have the grace of faith.
他一生读圣经读了100多遍。
He has read the Bible more than 100 times.
他这个人是非常有纪律的。
He is a very disciplined person.
是他都记有记录的。
He recorded everything.
但是他告诉我们。
He told us.
他每天早晨他做什么。
He told us what he did every morning.
他每天早晨。
Every morning.
花很短的时间
He spent a small little bit time
或者十分钟或者十五分钟
10 or 15 minutes
在祷告读经之前
Before he pray and read the Bible
他先到主的面前
Came to the Lord first
与主亲近
Draw close to God
然后他就读一节圣经
And then he read one verse in the Bible.
他每天是这样的。
Every morning he did the same thing.
他就把圣经里头比较容易默想的这个章节啊，他就拿出来。
And he took out some verses that are easy to meditate on.
比方说他要默想这个约翰福音。
For example, when he wanted to meditate on the Gospel of John,
他只读一节圣经。
He read only one verse.
他读两三遍
read it a few times
然后默想
and then he meditate
然后把他所默想的化成祷告
and then turn his meditation into a prayer
有的时候叫他认罪悔改
sometimes he confess and repent before the Lord
有的时候叫他赞美感谢
sometimes he prays and thank God
这一句圣经就成为他今天的粮食。
And that verse became the food for him that day.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
当我看到这里的时候
，When we read about this，
我就开始学习了。
And I tried to learn it.
每天读一句圣经。
Every day I read one verse.
有的时候一句圣经都读不完。
Sometimes not even one verse.
就用差不多十分钟的功夫
10 minutes or so
在那里记住圣经与神相交
So the Bible will have communion with God
而这一节的圣经就是我今天一天的粮食
And that verse become the food for me for the whole day
你有空的时候就回想回想
And when you have time then you will try to recall that verse
感谢主
Thank the Lord
我这样做了很长的一段时间
I did that for a long time
我觉得对于我的帮助很大
I find that it is very helpful to me
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
就是我们读经也要操练我们的灵
Even when we are reading the Bible we need to exercise our spirit
我们需要有一个谦卑的灵
We need to a spirit of humility
我们需要像一个小孩子一样的灵
We need a spirit like a child.
我们需要有一个清洁的灵在他面前。
We need to have a clean spirit before him.
这样我们要看见神。
And that way we can see God.
不但是这样。
Not only that.
我来讲听道吧。
So when we come here to listen to a message,
我们都是听道的专家了。
We are all experts about hearing messages.
在我们一生不知道听了多少道了。
In our life, we have heard so many messages.
听到一个地步啊，这个道还不错，可以听听，那个道不行。
And you can judge that message.
你怎么听到的？
How do you listen to messages?
用你的耳朵来听吗？
You hear with your ears?
当然要用你的耳朵了。
Of course you need your ears.
但是是不是这个耳朵进去，那个耳朵就出去了吗？
Is it one ear in, one ear out?
你用你的心思来听到吗？
Do you use your mind to hear?
你怎么听到的？
How do you hear?
为什么许多人听到很多道，对他属灵的生命没有益处？
How come so many people they hear so many messages, but then these messages have no impact on their spiritual life?
照他所听的道，应当是属灵的伟人了。
According to what he has heard, he should be a spiritual giant.
但是好像婴儿一样。
But they are still like babies.
为什么原因？
Why?
我们连听到没有用我们的灵。
Even when we are hearing a message, we are not using our spirit.
我们的灵是关闭的。
Our spirit is closed.
因着这个缘故，听是听见了，没有听进去。
For that reason, we can hear, but we cannot listen in.
所以圣经说，你听是听的，但是听不见。
But you hear, but you don't listen.
因为什么呢？
Why?
因为你的灵没有打开嘛。
Your spirit hasn't opened up.
如果我们来听到的时候，
When we come to hear a message,
我们是带着一个开启的灵，
If we come with an open spirit,
就是一句很简单的话会在我们的心灵的里面种下一个永远的果子。
Even a simple phrase planted in our heart, can bear eternal fruit.
所以我不是听为讲道的人辩护啊。
I'm not trying to defend the speakers.
听到的人也有责任的。
And the listener also have their responsibilities.
你们不要把所有的责任都推到讲道人身上去。
Don't put all the responsibility on the person speaking.
如果你不用你灵里的交通，你听到听不进去。
If you do not exercise the communion in the spirit, you cannot hear the word of God.
为什么讲道的人讲不出来？
How come the speaker cannot speak the word of the Lord?
因为他碰到的都是关闭的灵。
What he can feel are closed spirits.
如果弟兄姊妹的灵都是开启的，
If the spirits are all open,
不会讲的也讲了。
Anyone who cannot speak can also speak.
这是所有讲道的弟兄姊妹都经历的。都经历的。
This is all the experience of all the speakers.
所以你就看见说，连听到啊，也必须用你的灵来听啊。
Therefore, you realize that even when you are hearing a message, you need to use your spirit to hear.
不但你得受益处，连那个讲道的人也蒙恩典。
Not only you receive the grace, the person speaking also receive the grace.
讲道的人有什么可以可夸的？
What can the speaker be boasted of?
如果弟兄姊妹的灵都是关闭的，随他讲都没有用的。
So if the spirit of the brothers and sisters are all closed, then, you know, he cannot speak anything.
一切都是主的怜悯。
It is all the mercy of God.
所以你知道，我们来听到也要用我们的灵啊。
So for those who are hearing, you also need to hear with your spirit.
那么交通呢？
What about fellowship?
什么叫做交通呢？
What is fellowship?
使徒约翰说，我们与神和他的儿子相交。
The Apostle John said, we have fellowship with the Son of God.
我们把我们交通的结果，我们报告给你们。
And we share with you the result of our fellowship with God.
叫我们与你们也有交通。
So that we also have fellowship with you.
这样我们的喜乐就满足了。
And therefore our joy can be full.
很多的时候我们弟兄姊妹在一起交通。
So often when brothers and sisters gather around to have fellowship,
这个交通是什么呢?
What is this?
是灵与灵的交通。
It is a fellowship of a spirit to a spirit.
不是身体与身体的交通啊。
It is not a fellowship between bodies.
也不是头脑与头脑的交通啊。
It's not a fellowship between minds.
这是灵与灵的交通。
It's a fellowship of spirits.
你把你从神那里神所交通给你的，你在交通给弟兄姊妹。
So you have fellowship with branches of what you receive when you fellowship with God.
那么弟兄姊妹把他们在神面前所领受的来交通给我们。
And brothers also share with you what they receive when they have fellowship with God.
结果喜乐就满足了。
As a result, our joy may be full.
所以这就是交通啊。
And this is fellowship.
那么说到与神同在了。Talk
about abiding in the Lord.
我想与神同在，这是每一个人所盼望的。Abiding
in the Lord is something that we all hope for.
我记得你弟兄他得救了只有该有两年左右。I
remember when after 2 years after Brother Lee was saved.
他读到一本书，就是 Brother Lawrence 的 Practicing the Presence of God.
He read of a book by Lawrence Practicing the Presence of the Lord.
所以他说我就要操练了。So
he said, okay, let me exercise it.
但他常常忘记。
But he often forget.
一忘记好像就出去了。When
he forget, as if he just left.
他要用他的记性啊，来与神相交。He
want to use his mind to have fellowship with God.
你如果用你的记性啊，那是很困难的。If
you use your mind to have fellowship with God, it's very difficult.
因为事情一忙就忘记了。But
because when interruption comes, then you will forget.
所以我们早晨起来啊，好像与神同在。
In the morning, when we get up, we have fellowship with God.
晚上睡觉，要与神同在，还要花一点功夫嘞。
In the evening, when we have fellowship with God, and we need to pay a price.
因为我们一天已经周游世界了吧。
Because during the whole day, we have the world.
所以我们要回来啊，就比较困难了。
Oh, we went into the world, so when we need to come back, it's difficult.
但是感谢赞美神。We
thank and praise God.
如果我们能学习在灵里面与神交通，
If we learn to have fellowship in spirit,
变成一个习惯了，
and it becomes a habit,
你用不着用你头脑去记它的，
and you don't need your mind to activate it.
圣经说，我们信他的人常住在他里面，他也常住在我们里面。
The Bible says, we believers, we abide in Him and He abides in us.
这样我们就有相交了。And
therefore we have fellowship with Him.
所以你就看见说,
you can see here,
这是因为我们不懂得怎样去操练我们的灵。It's
because we do not know how to exercise our spirit.
如果我们懂得怎样操练我们的灵,
if we know how to exercise our spirit,
与神同在是正常的事情。
Abiding in God is a normal thing.
失去神的同在, 那是不正常的事情。
Losing the presence of the Lord is something that's abnormal.
所以总而言之, 你就在这里看见,
so in conclusion, you can see here,
神给我们一个非常宝贵的一个灵的功用。
God has given us a very precious function of the Spirit.
但是可惜, 今天神的儿女, 不会应用。
Unfortunately, many God's children do not know how to apply it.
圣灵的生命，生活是在灵里面的。Spiritual
living is in spirit.
变化是从灵里头开始的。Transformation
starts from the spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
我们只有一个盼望。
We have only one hope.
我们有一个祷告,
we have one prayer.
就是盼望弟兄姊妹, 我们这几次一同相聚,
this time when we gather here this time,
你不要把这些话光装在你的头脑里头,
let's not just store these words in our mind.
因为这些都是很基本的话,
these are all very basic words.
盼望我们就开始来操练境界。
Let us start exercising godliness.
如果我们这样操练的话，
if we exercise in such a way,
神的旨意就可以完成在我们身上。
The will of God can be accomplished in us.
神要得着荣耀。
And God will be glorified.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
是你莫大的恩典带领我们这几次一同的聚集。
It is your great grace that you have let us gather here this time.
我们相信你的圣灵会把这些的话化成我们的生活。
We believe that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit will turn these words into our life.
我们感谢赞美你，因为你的灵住在我们里面。
We thank and praise you because your Holy Spirit dwells in us.
你恩膏的教训日夜不息地教导我们。
Your anointing continuously teaches.
教导我们怎样能行走在灵里面。
And teaching us how we can walk in spirit.
借着我们这个更新的灵来与你神灵相交。
Through this revised spirit, we can have communion with the Holy Spirit.
愿你的旨意早早完成。
May your will be accomplished early.
奉主的名。
In Jesus' name, amen.